You are now in the Chateau District. It's the oldest bourg, or district, in the town. It dates from the 10th century. While the long, narrow plots of land, the shape of the streets, and the way the houses are organised are medieval in style, the buildings that you're looking at were mostly built in the 16th century. This district beneath the castle still conserves some architectural features typical of Montbéliard. For example, the yorbs, the circular turrets with a spiral staircase serving all floors of the building. On the roofs, you can see some chaffers, local dialect for skylights. Then there are the famous gossets, which comes from the German Gasse, meaning alley. These are tiny tunnels providing shelter between one street and another. The roofs of the buildings are traditionally steep and covered in pointed tiles. Have you noticed the shopkeepers' arcades on the front of the buildings? They show that the district once had many artisans such as weavers, nail makers, and tanners. At number 42, on your left, take the time to admire the Hôtel de Franquemont, built in 1559. It is the only so-called French-style mansion in Montbéliard, flanked by two wings with a garden to the rear. And finally, opposite you, the Hôtel de la Balance, a dwelling that was mentioned in the 16th century and has been a hotel since time immemorial. The general headquarters of Marshal de Latte de Tassigny, commander of the French First Army, were here from the 19th of November 1944 to the 22nd of February 1945, following the liberation of Montbéliard on the 17th of November 1944. It was from here that Marshal Latte de Tassigny oversaw the liberation of Alsace. Incidentally, you can book the room once used by the Marshal. It still has its period furniture.